This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Texas is not mincing words in its letter canceling $3.1 million of Planned Parenthood funding. Their HHS Inspector General wrote to Planned Parenthood Tuesday, "Your misconduct is directly related to whether you are qualified to provide medical services in a professionally competent, safe, legal, and ethical manner. Perhaps incidentally, the federal taxpayer cash will be stopped the last day of Barack Obama's presidency." Last weekend, President-elect Donald Trump made a seemingly mundane appointment to head the Office of Management and Budget. Almost as a delayed reaction, abortion advocates are now blasting the appointment. South Carolina Representative Mick Mulvaney has a 100% pro-life voting record, and Mr. Trump says Mulvaney is well-suited to restore taxpayer trust in how money is spent. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. In other headlines, British authorities are now finally telling of the deplorable conditions that led to the closure of the Marie Stopes abortion clinics there. And as pro-life advocates across the country get ready for local demonstrations for life, the big D.C. March for Life is set for January 27th. Leading the march this year will be students from Bismarck, North Dakota's University of Mary. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.